Krishna Book, Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 50, Scene 5, Krishna benedicts Muchukunda. Upon hearing the prayers of King Muchukunda, Lord Krishna replied, "My dear king, I am very much pleased with your statement. You have been the king of all the lands on this planet. But I am surprised to find that your mind is now free from all material contamination. You are now fit to execute devotional service. I am most pleased to see that although I offered you the opportunity of asking from me any kind of benediction, you did not take advantage of asking for material benefit. I can understand that your mind is now fixed in me, and it is not disturbed by any material fault. The material qualities are three, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. When one is placed in the mixed material qualities of passion and ignorance, he or she is impelled by various kinds of dirtiness and lusty desires to try to find comfort in this material world. When one is situated in the material quality of goodness, he or she tries to purify oneself by performing various kinds of penances and austerities. When one reaches the platform of a real Brahmana, one aspires to merge into the existence of Lord Krishna. But when one desires simply to render service unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, that is transcendental to all these three material qualities. The pure Krishna conscious person is therefore always free from all material qualities. My dear king, I offer to give you any kind of benediction just to test how much you have advanced in devotional service. Now I can see that you are on the platform of the pure devotees because your mind is not disturbed by any kind of greedy or lusty desires of this material world. The yogis who are trying to elevate themselves by controlling the senses and who meditate upon me by practicing the breathing exercises of pranayama are not so thoroughly free from material desires. It has been seen in several cases that as soon as there is allurement, such yogis again come down to the material platform. The vivid example verifying this statement is Vishvamitra Muni. Vishvamitra Muni was a great yogi who practiced pranayama, a breathing exercise, but still, when Vishvamitra was visited by Menaka, a society woman of the heavenly planets, he lost all control and begot in her a daughter named Shakuntala. But the pure devotee, Haridas Thakur, was never disturbed, even when all such allurements were offered by the prostitutes. My dear king, I therefore give you the special benediction that you will always think of me. Thus, you will be able to traverse this material world freely without being contaminated by the material qualities. This statement of Lord Krishna confirms that a person in true Krishna consciousness, engaged in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna, under the direction of the spiritual master, is never subjected to the contamination of material qualities. My dear king, because you are a kshatriya, you have committed the offense of slaughtering animals, both in hunting and in political engagements. So to become purified, you just engage yourself in bhakti yoga practice and always keep your mind absorbed in me. For very soon, you will be freed from all reactions to such sordid activities. In this statement, it appears that although Kshatriyas are allowed to kill animals in the hunting process, still they are not freed from the contamination of other sinful reactions. Therefore, it does not matter whether one is a Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Brahmana. Everyone is recommended to take sannyas at the end of life, to engage completely in the service of Lord Krishna, and thus become freed from all sinful reactions of one's past life. Lord Krishna then assured King Muchukunda, "In your next life, you will take your birth as a first-class Vaishnava, the best of the Brahmanas. And in that life, your only business will be to engage yourself in my transcendental loving service." The Vaishnava is the first-class Brahmana, because one who has not yet acquired the qualification of a bona fide Brahmana cannot come to the platform of the Vaishnava. When one comes to the platform of being Vaishnava, one is completely engaged in welfare activities for all living entities. The highest welfare activity for living entities is the preaching of Krishna consciousness. It is stated herein that those who are specifically favored by Lord Krishna can become absolutely Krishna conscious and be engaged in the preaching work of Vaishnava philosophy. Thus ends Chapter 50, Scene 5, Krishna Benedicts Muchukunda. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.